dream.
Oh, dearie me. I'm having some technical issues this morning. I am joined in studio right now by one of our wonderful producers, Sam Mitchell. Sam, good morning.
When are you not having technical issues?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a morning and a half. I need, like, a strong cup of coffee and a bar of chocolate.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's how I'm going to get through this morning. Now, we're talking swimming upstream. We have a fantastic...
You're about to spoil the surprise.
I'm going to spoil the surprise. We've got a fantastic offering this week. What is it?
It is called Comedy Bang Bang.
Comedy Bang Bang, right.
It's a show that's kind of flown under the radar for a solid 5 years now.
Okay.
So it's a parody talk show. It's on Netflix. And yeah, it's just like a massive piss take on like those American late night talk shows like Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, all the Jimmys.
All the Jimmys.
Yeah, and James. Jimmy's
oh, James Corden too.
I love James Corden too.
But the good thing is it's not mean-spirited. More often it's just total silliness and irreverence, which is a lot of fun. The host is Scott Aukerman. You haven't heard of him. It's fine. But he's perfect as like the happy-go-lucky host character who actually barely knows what he's doing.
Okay.
It's really funny. The show also has a band leader, Reggie Watts, who you may know from James Corden. He's a band leader on James Corden's show. Before that, he was on Comedy Bang Bang.
Okay.
And there's no band. The band is just him. It's just him with a keyboard and a microphone. Seriously.
So he's a band leader of one.
Of one, exactly. Also, there is no audience.
Okay.
The set they're using is some converted wooden shack in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
And the segments they have are usually completely inane, based pretty much entirely on random non sequitur humor.
This sounds fun.
It is so much fun. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you have to be in like a silly mood to watch it either.
No.
It'll pretty easily put you in a fun mood.
Yeah.
Occasionally the show will also just spontaneously turn into a sci-fi adventure or a Law and Order spin-off as well.
Okay.
It's the most unpredictable show I've ever seen.
Yep, all right.
Yeah, but the biggest part of Comedy Bang Bang, of course, are the guests that they have on.
Okay.
Each episode has one actual celebrity guest.
Okay.
In the past, they've had Seth Rogen, Anna Kendrick.
Love.
Great actress. Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay.
Hilarious, of course. All of the guests are in on the joke as well.
Yeah.
It's a complete farce, and it's hilarious to see how they improvise and play along with the host.
This would be fun for them to do as well.
I know. You can tell that they're... Well, sometimes you can tell that they're utterly confused and don't know what's going on. But then they do get it. You see on their face like, oh, I get it now. And
okay.
Then they play along.
Okay.
It's really cool. But on top of that, you also get one or two fake guests per episode.
Okay.
Which are these characters played by all kinds of American comedians. And they all have some kind of insane story which got them on the show. The first of the fake guests stole a plane and landed it inside a shopping mall.
Oh, my God.
I can't explain it any better than that. I'm sorry. That doesn't sound too interesting, but it actually is really well done.
It sounds fun.
It's fun. It's pretty absurd, honestly. But
yep.
it's not weird to the point of being like alienating.
Okay.
If anything, it kind of eases you in with like great music from Reggie Watts and really good production value as well. So by the time you get to the part where a dog is trying to defend his murder charges, you don't even notice how off-putting it is.
Wow, okay. This has come from like the deep dark part of someone's mind.
Yeah. It's from a pretty weird cable channel in America.
Okay.
So they like to be a bit out there.
Yep. Well, they seem like they've achieved it.
They definitely have. It actually finished about a year ago, but there are 50 episodes on Netflix.
Yeah.
If you want, you can easily find like a celebrity you recognize and watch that episode.
Yeah.
It was also based on a podcast. Also called Comedy Bang Bang.
Okay.
And that's still going today. The podcast is a bit different.
Yeah.
A bit more like an actual talk show, but it's still lots of fun if you're looking for a new podcast as well.
Two for one. So you can get hooked on the show and then not have to worry about withdrawals when it ends.
Exactly.
You've got the podcast to live on and the podcast to kind of feed off and to satisfy your Comedy Bang Bang hunger.
Yeah. They're both going concurrently, so you kind of go behind the scenes on how it all works.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun. Oh, yeah, that's cool. I like that. I think podcast is such an interesting medium as well. The things that people can do with it, it's very entertaining. I like it.
Totally.
So Netflix, Comedy Bang Bang. We've got how many episodes?
50.
Wow.
There are more episodes. I don't know if
that's
they're coming
binge.
To Australia.
That is a binge.
That is a binge.
How long do they go for each episode?
It's like less than half an hour, so
cool. Little itty bitty bits.
Yeah, you can binge it or you can just go one at a time.
This
up
is
to
a
you.
Major binge for me. I can feel a good binge coming on with like a thing, like a big bowl of popcorn and just a happy chuckle time.
Yeah, I do find the show a bit addictive.
Yeah.
I'm usually watching like three at a time.
Yeah? Easy. Sounds easy to do.
Easy peasy.
Sam, we'll pop the links on the podcast at the end of the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jess.